Prepare to experience the strongest radio allowable by law. Secrets will be revealed. Myths dispelled. From the studio gym where excuses never apply. It's Superhuman Radio with your host, Carl Lenore.
Hey, 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 welcome back to Superhuman Radio. We're going to be talking, we're going to be actually revisiting something that was first discussed on the show November 18th of 2008 with my friend Anthony Roberts in just a minute. I have to make an announcement first. I've gotten some messages on Facebook and on a couple of the forums that people are having difficulty downloading complete episodes of Superhuman Radio. And I am unclear on what exactly is taking place. When you go to the front page of Superhuman Radio, you have a couple options. You can use the player that is associated with the individual show to listen to the show right there and then. Or you can use the link that says download this episode. The best way to use that link is to download the file intact. If you're using a PC, right-click it and use Save Target As and save it to your hard drive. If you simply click that link, it will allow your browser to use whatever player is associated with your browser, and quite often that's QuickTime. And it will attempt to stream the show, not download it per se as a single file, but stream the downloaded file as it comes down. So quite often that can lead to a partial file coming down, and people are telling me that they only get the first 18 minutes of the show. Someone also say they got the first 33 minutes of the show. Someone says that it stopped playing after the first 6 minutes of the show. And I've gone back and checked all the files from the past month, and all of them are intact on the server, and I've downloaded them using the suggestion I'm making. Right-click that link and use Save Target As. Take the whole file down as one file to your hard drive and then play it from your hard drive. And they play perfectly. If you're having difficulty downloading files from the website, please email me at onair@superhumanradio.com. Explain exactly what you're doing, because I want to get to the bottom of this, because I don't want people to be frustrated and have to reattempt to listen to shows. Okay. We're going to be talking today about is it proper to call it an herb, you think, or a botanical, Anthony?
No, I would call it an herb. That's how they refer to it in the literature.
Okay, we're going to be talking today about an herb that was originally discussed on the show in November of 2008 called Bulbine natalensis. And my good friend Anthony is obviously he's a formulator as well as an author, and has been working extensively with this herb for quite some time now. First of all, before we start talking about the herb itself, why don't you tell the story about how you developed such a library of information on this herb?
Well, you know what happened? It's actually kind of a funny story. Late last year, I think it was, I was contacted by Daniel Clow over at Large Nutrition.
Good company, too. Nice people.
Yeah, great company. Yeah, Daniel's a real nice guy. And they were toying with the idea of putting a testosterone booster into their lineup, which is, at this stage, kind of, very, very good and very basic. So he contacted me, and I started, looking into stuff, and Bulbine natalensis, looked good. I started buying the studies. I started trying to source it, and it just didn't work out. They weren't ready to pull the trigger, and, so I just kind of had all this data sitting around. It looked so good that I continued with the experiment. I thought it was interesting to follow through to the end and see if it worked.
Okay, and interestingly enough, this becomes a really big challenge sourcing when you're the first person to start looking at one of these herbs for potential mass production. And the same thing happened back in the day when we did the show in 2006, I want to say, on Fidogia, and you were the first company to launch a Fidogia product at that time. And sourcing becomes the real challenge, doesn't it?
Well, sourcing is a huge part of the nutritional industry in general. Like, people don't really know that, but your ability to procure legitimate, you know, herbs and aminos and all that kind of stuff really is one of the biggest factors in success for a nutritional company or even for a formulator. Sometimes a formulator will go to a company and say, I have a great idea.
What?
And they'll say, yeah, it's $1 million idea, but we can't get it. Can you?
Right.
And if you can't, then it's not $1 million idea. It's just an idea.
What is it? What is it that, I mean, when one of the big challenges also when you're groundbreaking, when you're going after an agent, an ingredient that is not readily available, and quite often the whole standardization process is kind of murky because they're not sure. Like, for instance, in Fidoja, the first couple studies that came out on Fidoja showed that it was effective, but it wasn't till the third study that he showed what in it was effective. So prior to that, it was probably very easy to get hoodwinked, think you were buying Fidoja, but you could have been buying anything.
Yeah, and that's basically the way it goes, you know. And it's also, I mean, if you look at that product, I had the whole market for about a year before anybody else got into it. You know, so really, it's one of those things where I think a lot of people, even when people started coming out after mine, I think maybe a lot of them were getting different results. I mean, people were saying, well, I used Anthony's product and I used this other product and Anthony's was better. Yeah, I think a lot of people were getting maybe less, you know, less than what they thought they were.
Because the product was not sourced properly, or because they just were using too small of a dose, or?
No, I set the market for the dose, and that's another interesting thing. If I come out with a product, and I'm the first, and I have 1,000 milligrams, now you need to have 1,000 milligrams if you're going to compete in my market.
Right.
So I set the market for that. I set the dose, which was probably incorrect, and then everybody else just, you know, was forced to follow me.
I have to commend you, because I don't think many people would have admitted that, you know, the dose was probably incorrect.
Yeah, the dose is almost definitely incorrect. Like, all the people that are selling whatever milligrams that's close to what mine was, they're probably wrong. It's probably the wrong dose.
Right, right. So now let's get back to Bovine. So how did you source it?
Well, this is kind of an odd one. But I happened to write for a South African magazine called Muscle Evolution. It's absolutely, by far, the biggest and best magazine, you know, in South Africa in terms of bodybuilding. And all of the, you know, a lot of guys who run supplement companies and the pro bodybuilders, and a lot of them write for the magazine. So I just have these contacts where I'm able to go in and say, hey, I'm looking for this herb. Can you help me out? And they're going to give me half a dozen of their best sources.
And on top of that, this particular herb, bovine, actually comes from South Africa. It's one of the native plants there. So you actually having feet on the ground makes it even easier than just doing like long distance, you know, well, ship me a kilo. You have somebody actually there. That puts you one step closer to the merchant that's selling it and probably makes it a lot easier to source.
Yeah, and these guys aren't going to say like, oh, here's a source in China for a South African herb. I think what we're probably going to see is a lot of, you know, knuckleheads here on the American side going through Chinese sources, trying to get the herb. And that's what I did originally. And, you know, there's varying degrees of legitimacy in different Chinese sources, and a lot of them will sell you a bunch of herb that, you know, is whatever you want it to be.
Uh-huh. Exactly. I remember when I first did this show on Fidoja, I actually went to, I think it's Trade Key. Is that
yeah,
the name?
Yeah, Trade Key.
And I just, you know, just goofing around, I was like, I put up there that I wanted Fidoja, and there were like 60 people who emailed me back and said they had Fidoja. And Toya Nyakubu, who is the scientist who did the research on Fidoja and also the research on Bovine, which we're going to play a couple of clips of his in the next break, he told me, you know, Carl, he said, Fidoja is not grown in large quantities. It's a medicinal herb. It has a very, very cult-like following of people here. He says, but it's not something that you could mass produce. You would have to really get geared up to mass produce it. And he warned me. He said, you're not going to find it that easily in large quantities.
No, and Bulbine was the same way for me. I had originally said, send me a kilogram. And the company that I requested it from, they harvested a bunch, and they were like, look, we only came out to 377 grams. So at that stage, shipping was like six times the cost of the actual herb.
Yeah, right.
But, you know, I was still interested, and that's a ton. Like, if you're just getting it to mess around with yourself and cap some up for your friends, that's a ton of raw herb.
Wow, I thought I was your friend. I didn't get any.
I offered you some, actually.
I remember that. I'm just breaking your chops.
I gave some to Mike Mahler, as a matter of fact.
Did you really?
Yeah.
All right, let's do this. Let's take a quick commercial break. When we come back, we're going to start to investigate the effectiveness of Bulbine as a testosterone booster. And interestingly enough, it may be one of the few things that actually plays out in people as it did in science. So stay tuned. You're listening to Superhuman Radio. My guest today is Anthony Roberts. We'll be right back. In the house, jump, rejoices. There's a party over here, a party over there. Wave your hands in the air, shake the dairy, yeah. These three words mean you're getting busy. Whoa, there it is. A company committed to truth in advertising, to science-driven product development, a company that still believes in accountability to its customers. All American EFX is that company. With a full line of performance-enhancing aids like Crealkaline EFX Pro, muscle pump amplifiers like Nitric EFX, growth and recovery enhancers like LBA Pro and LG5 Pro, and a fully tested core nutrition series. So if you want the very best in bodybuilding and performance supplements, go to any GNC or visit AAEFX.com today. That's AAEFX.com. All American EFX. We don't play games. We just help you win them. Life is a continuous journey, and Change Your Life Now gives you the tools for continuous empowerment. Change Your Life Now is a practical guide to the biological process of age reversal. It's deliberately understandable and concise, so you can employ its message immediately and begin to realize the changes within days. The reader need only provide a positive attitude, desire, and discipline, and the results are guaranteed. Visit superhumanradio.com and click the Change Your Life Now banner ad to learn more or to order your copy today. Don't wait another moment. Change your life now.
The federal government is more aggressive than ever prosecuting anabolic steroid-related cases. Whether you're a physician, supplement company, or citizen, ignorance of the law is not a defense. Buying from overseas pharmacies, large numbers of patients on hormone replacement therapy, and releasing new hormone-based supplements can all be red flags to the federal government. Don't take chances. You need attorneys that have years of experience defending anabolic steroid-related cases. You need J. Clark Baird and Bill Butler. Knowledge is power. Know where you stand before the federal government comes knocking. Go to SteroidDefenseLawyers.com. That's SteroidDefenseLawyers.com. Go today and be safer tomorrow.
Turinabol from PrimordialPerformance.com is a Haladrol clone. Turinabol will give you up to 15 pounds of lean body mass in as little as 6 weeks. Since Turinabol does not aromatize, there's no conversion to estrogen. Turinabol takes advantage of the patented Liquivade technology to ensure the maximum delivery of this powerful anabolic agent. Users of Turinabol report increased strength and lean gains with little side effects. Get Turinabol today while supplies last at PrimordialPerformance.com. Don't wait for Turinabol to be added to the federal ban list. Turinabol.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing. My near vision has improved, and I can read small print from 8 inches. My overall vision is clearer, and the glare from oncoming headlights doesn't bother me any longer. Just 1 to 2 drops a day, and the results are visible. You can find CanSee eye drops at wisechoicemedicine.net or call 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936. WiseChoiceMedicine.net. CanSee Eye Drops. The name says it all.
Are you tired of the same old pre-workout product? Would you like to catapult your body's growth and performance potential to an entirely new level? LG Science's Anadrolic State GT is the world's first kinetic amplification system. Anadrolic State GT goes beyond the pre-workout powders in functionality, adaptation, and power. Anadrolic State GT is the first of its kind, allowing users to take aggressive control in the gym with ferocious focus, explosive energy, and dominating strength. Anadrolic State GT is available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet, and other fine retailers. Get yours today and join the LG Sciences Uprising.
Get stronger. Feel younger. It's Superhuman Radio.
Yeah! Throw your hands in the air right now, man.
That's Professor X.
Joe, crack the dawn.
I just want to remind everybody that Superhuman Radio listeners can get Anadrolic State GT at the ridiculously low price of $19.99 for a 720-gram jug by going to orbitnutrition.com. This is the lowest price on the internet. I checked it out myself. So check that out. Anadrolic State GT is available at orbitnutrition.com for $19.99 a jug. And whenever you order, let them know that you heard about it on Superhuman Radio. My guest today is Anthony Robbins. Roberts, I'm sorry. I just turned you into Anthony Robbins.
I get so many people that someone will say on a steroid message board or a nutrition message board, hey, what about this Anthony Roberts guy? And people say, like, what, the self-help guy?
Yeah. I can't even believe I did that, Anthony Robbins. But anyway, my guest today is Anthony Roberts. We're talking about bulbine natalensis, which is an herb that appears to raise testosterone levels. Now, you've been using it yourself, right? You've got blood work. You did the whole thing.
Yeah, I did the whole thing. You know, when I, like I said, I wasn't totally on the money with Fidoji in terms of the way I dosed it and the way I developed the product. And, yeah, it was the first sort of nutritional product I came out with. So I really wasn't kind of on the money with that. With this one, I tested it myself before I released any data, and it does boost testosterone. I mean, amazingly, it lowers estrogen by like 35%.
But it's not an aromatase inhibitor. It should be said that that's not the primary mechanism
of
action.
We don't know.
Okay.
By whatever means it's lowering estrogen, whether it's, you know, inhibition of the aromatase enzyme, we really don't know because the study didn't look at that.
Right.
And, you know, Toyin he's a guy that's making so much money for other people in the nutritional industry. It's amazing.
Yeah, I know.
And, you know, I've said to him, like, Toyin, you know, I can get you in touch with, you know, a nutritional company because he should be, you know, making money off his ideas.
I agree.
He's really not in it for that. He never, you know, says, yeah, I want to make money. Like, never.
No, I know. He's a scholar. He's interested in his running, doing science for his purposes, and that's it.
I try to steer him. I'm like, Toyin, you know, maybe a human study would be good. You know, a human study on a test booster, you know, and he's kind of like, you know, he hasn't done one on Fidoji. It's been 3 years, so I don't think we're going to see that.
No. Let's play this first clip by him where when he was on the show back in 2008. Yep. I think this first clip talks about the setup of the study. Let's just listen to this for a second.
Yep.
Yeah, the finding was that the extract increased the male sexual behavior parameters we monitored, as well as it also increased the serum testosterone and luteinizing hormone concentrations.
So he says that, I mean, obviously there, it increased testosterone and luteinizing hormone concentrations.
Yeah.
So, I mean, but again, they didn't look to see if it lowered estrogen in the rats.
The initial study, yeah, actually did. It looked at a bunch of different parameters. When I bought the full study, that's one of the first things I saw. They don't really mention it. They don't say, you know, the way we look at things, you and I, we look at it and say, you know, holy crap, this lowers estrogen 35%, you know?
Right.
They're looking at its potential as a, you know, male infertility thing for folk medicine, and they're not looking at it like, I can't even name another herbal, you know, estrogen reducer that works that well.
And interestingly enough, if you notice, the first thing he talks about is it increased the male sexual parameters. What they did was they actually had female rats that they put in the cages.
Yeah.
And they measured the number
mounting frequency,
yeah, and ejaculatory frequencies and all that other, and remission frequencies. And so they're looking at it totally as
and without coming off sort of without coming off sort of oddly. When you talk about, you know, an herb that has a reputation in, you know, somewhere in Africa as a, you know, being potent for increasing sexual behavior, you know, and a folk reputation, that kind of thing obviously would be very important. And we're talking about, clearly talking about hundreds and hundreds of years ago.
Right.
Because especially South Africa is a very developed nation, their first world nation.
Right.
You know, when we talk about this kind of thing, it would have been important to have libido increasers 500 years ago because you would have had sort of a tribal society where you wanted to increase the number of people in
right,
the tribe.
Right,
so
right.
It's very important. That's why we see a lot of these things with the folk reputation is because increasing the amount of offspring was a matter of life and death for your entire tribe.
It's you know? And that's still true today. I mean, there are underdeveloped countries right now that a good friend of mine is a sociologist. And he studies sociology, and he was explaining to me that because of economic downturns in certain countries like France, the ratio of childbirths to families is dropping dramatically. And he was telling me that once you get below a certain threshold of new births per capita, the country actually becomes stagnated.
Yeah, absolutely.
Because you end up having more old people than young people, and things really go haywire. And so that's still true today, actually. But
yeah, and having an herb, you know, especially an indigenous herb that, you know, has this potential. I mean, here in America, we've done pretty well to destroy almost anything that was indigenous to the country before we got here.
Yeah, there's nothing left.
Yeah, I mean, you know, but in other places where they haven't kind of, you know, raped the landscape, there's still a lot of stuff to explore scientifically and look at the, you know, the application of it from traditional medicine.
Here, let's listen to this clip. This clip talks about the dosing that he worked with, and we'll clarify after because he's a little hard to understand. Let's listen to this.
Yeah, there was even something very funny there. The 25 and 50 milligram appears to have dose-dependent increase in the serum testosterone, as well as luteinizing hormones. But the 100 milligram per kilogram body weight produced a contrasting effect to the lower doses.
Interesting.
For the 25 milligram per...
So basically, the 25 milligram per kilogram and 50 milligram per kilogram dose elicited an elevation in testosterone and luteinizing hormone, but the 100 milligram per kilogram dose did not. I have another clip where he actually talks about the elevation in testosterone that we could play now real quick and then go from there.
For the 25 milligram per kilogram body weight, there was about 160% increase. And for the 50 milligram per kilogram body weight, there was about 246% increase. While the 100 milligram per kilogram body weight produced just about 13.3% increase.
13.3?
Yeah, 13.3, as against that of Viagra, which gave me 26.7% increase.
Now, did you hear that? That was against Viagra.
Okay, see, I'm looking at the study that I looked at actually showed a decrease. Now, it's important to remember that multiple studies are done on the same data.
Right. Yeah, or actually, they take the data and they extrapolate it many different ways, right?
Is that yes.
Right? Yes.
Okay. Now, the study I was looking at looked at, instead of looking at the original testosterone level of each individual animal, they had a control group and an average level, and then they looked at the final level of the various groups. So the control group didn't really change. And then they had different dosing groups. The one I looked at, which did have the 160, I think, percent, it's important to note that the 160% was above the control group.
Okay.
So in other words, if you started off with a testosterone level of 100, you'd end up with 260, not 160.
Not 160, gotcha, okay.
If you're looking for 160... you would want something like Masurala acuminata, which again, Toyin looked at and showed that at 1,000 milligrams, same protocol, it gave you about a 60% increase. So he uses this protocol across the board.
Right.
in this particular one, the testosterone went down at the 100 milligram per kilogram dose, but the estrogen also went down a bit.
Mm-hmm.
So it was really interesting because it shows you're doing some kind of damage if you overdose with this.
Yes, and that was the same thing. That was the same thing with Fidogia. While you didn't, while there was a dose dependent increase even in the largest dose, when the rats were allowed to go back to baseline, the ones who had the largest dose, and I don't recall what the aliquot was.
I think it was 100 mg per kilogram.
Okay, they never returned to normal. They went below baseline, below where they started out, and he estimated that the Leydig cells were damaged.
Yeah, and as far as I remember, there is a formula to figure out the when you convert rodent dose to human dose, you don't use just body weight.
Right.
Kind of formula. You use a body surface area formula. And I think this particular one would have been milligrams per kilogram. I believe it would have been times 6 divided by 37. I'm not 100% on that, but from what I recall, that's what it is. I didn't do that when I came out with the Fidogia product. I just did body weight.
Right.
And so all the knuckleheads who, like, put out copycat products just copied what I did.
Right.
Which is fair enough. Like, I was the lead knucklehead, and then these guys were the...
That's good.
But I'd rather be the lead knucklehead.
Yeah.
Like, to be honest, I didn't know that then. I know it now. I do things differently, etc. But, again, I would rather be the lead knucklehead, you know, than the follower knuckleheads.
Yeah. Because the follower knucklehead had an opportunity to correct the mistake, but didn't do any homework of their own to correct it. Let's do this.
Well, theoretically, too, I'll keep getting better at my own rate, whereas they'll keep getting better at my own rate also.
A good point.
They have to keep waiting for me to do stuff.
Whoa. Sorry about that, Anthony. I had the volume turned up too loud for coming out of... I'm a little bit of a knucklehead on the board today. That's all. I touched the wrong potentiometer. I didn't lower the volume the way I was supposed to.
Premature potentiometer.
Yes, I have that. Too much Fidogia in my coffee this morning. All right, let's do this. Let's take a quick commercial break. When we come back, I want to talk about the dosing scheme that you've arisen to on using Bulbine. Stay tuned. You're listening to Superhuman Radio. We'll be right back. Thousands of Superhuman Radio listeners already know how well GLC 2000 works at repairing joints and cartilage, and it's the best price on the market, milligram for milligram. Now GLC Direct is offering a special that my listeners can take advantage of. Buy one, get one free of any GLC 2000 product. That's right. Buy one of your favorite GLC 2000 products and get one free. Capsules or raw powder. Just mention Superhuman Radio and buy one, get one free today. Call 866-452-3473 or click the GLC banner ad on superhumanradio.com. Offer limited to one per household. Life is a continuous journey, and Change Your Life Now gives you the tools for continuous empowerment. Change Your Life Now is a practical guide to the biological process of age reversal. It's deliberately understandable and concise, so you can employ its message immediately and begin to realize the changes within days. The reader need only provide a positive attitude, desire, and discipline, and the results are guaranteed. Visit superhumanradio.com and click the Change Your Life Now banner ad to learn more or to order your copy today. Don't wait another moment. Change your life now. All of your favorite supplements are waiting for you at the best prices and fastest customer service at orbitnutrition.com. Even some of the more popular supplements advertised right here on Superhuman Radio. They carry All-American EFX, LG Sciences, and Primordial Performance products at the best prices on the net. Visit orbitnutrition.com today and check out their complete line. Give them a chance to fill your order. You won't be disappointed. orbitnutrition.com. The best supplements in the universe are at orbitnutrition.com.
Strength, recovery, and growth are the goals, and Progenix is the way. Progenix represents advanced dairy science, research, development, and biotechnology that liberates and concentrates the most effective fractions of protein. The results are increased muscle torque, faster recovery, and greater muscle growth. You won't find these ingredients in any other supplement on the market. Take the challenge. Go to progenexsrg.com to learn more about the benefits and science behind the Progenix products. Train harder than you've ever trained before. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Progenix banner ad to save 10% off your order. Progenix, where fantasy games meet science. Turinabol from PrimordialPerformance.com is a Haladrol clone. Turinabol will give you up to 15 pounds of lean body mass in as little as 6 weeks. Since Turinabol does not aromatize, there's no conversion to estrogen. Turinabol takes advantage of the patented Liquivade technology to ensure the maximum delivery of this powerful anabolic agent. Users of Turinabol report increased strength and lean gains with little side effects. Get Turinabol today while supplies last at PrimordialPerformance.com. Don't wait for Turinabol to be added to the federal ban list. Turinabol. Selective androgen receptor modulators represent the future of hormone replacement therapy. Institutions looking to perform research depend upon the potency and authenticity of the materials they buy. That's why your institution needs to trust Chemex for their SARMS materials. Go to chemx.net today for SARMS S4 for your research project. Don't trust the success of your project to questionable sources. Trust chemx.net. That's chemx.net. Chemex.net.
Jumping higher, lifting more. It's Superhuman Radio.
Showtime. Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. We got some Facebook activity here.
Do we?
Yeah. First of all, I got to find it again. Here it is. Bob DiMaggio, Robert DiMaggio over at Iron Magazine wants a plug. So visit ironmagazine.com.
And Iron Mag Labs. Ironmagazine.com. This is the only blog post of mine that they haven't republished yet. Like in the last week, right? I've seen a bunch of my posts show up because, you know, they put my stuff up. You know, obviously I.
You mean the one about Bulbine? The one about Bulbine?
Yeah, strangely, this is the one that they haven't put up. Well, maybe. I think it's great that they republish my stuff. Like, that's awesome. This is the one they didn't put up, as far as I could see.
Okay. Well, there you go. Go to ironmagazine.com. Also, Michael Oliver thinks that you have a sexy voice.
I had pizza once with Michael Oliver here in New Jersey, and that's as far as it went. I'll say that.
Okay. All right. Let's get back to this matter at hand. Okay, the 50 milligram and 25 milligram per kilogram dose seems to be the magic with rats. What's the magic with humans?
You know, I'd actually have to go pull through my data. I did a bunch of. The interesting thing to me was that I was able to get my testosterone to about the same as the rodent data indicated, okay? I actually felt better on a bit of a lower dose than someone like Mike Mahler did. You know, I'd like to see a supplement company pick the ball up and run with it and figure out the ideal dose.
Right.
And also, I was using the raw herb. The study used an aqueous extract.
Yeah, an extract, right.
What I've seen, though, in more than one study is that the aqueous extract isn't ideal. And I think not to...
Do you think that it leaves something behind?
Not to get all hippie and, you know, Woodstocky on you, but I really don't think... the only time you really want to use an extract is when you can't concentrate the herb to an acceptable dose. If you can, and bulbine's something that you don't need a tremendous dose of, if you can use the raw herb, I feel like that's going to give you better results.
Because there's other synergistic effects of other components that are not making it into the aqueous extract.
Yeah, because I think it's leaving stuff behind and preferentially pulling stuff out and. I've seen studies
Do they use alcohol to create an aqueous extract?
You know, interesting you bring that up. There's something called Moringa oleifera leaf, and I'm not sure if I'm saying that correctly, but it's another African herb, and it inhibits 6-beta hydroxylation of testosterone. It's cytotoxic if you use the aqueous extract The root extract is less active. It's not as toxic if you use a methanol extract. So you get all these kind of different disparate effects almost by virtue of the extract or by virtue of
what's being because of what's being extracted.
And I have an opinion that they weren't meant to be extracted. You know, that you're probably going to get great results, you know, without sort of, you know, tampering with nature.
But I mean, if you're talking about 25 milligrams a kilogram, so let's say the average person out there is 100 kilograms. We're talking about taking 2.5 grams a day, which is easily accomplished with three 00 capsules or thereabouts, maybe four.
Well, you have to do the you have to convert the rodent data to human data by body surface area.
Oh, okay.
But you're not talking about a huge amount, and that's another thing. You can find the best product in the world with the best profile and does the most amazing things. And if you can't get it into, I would say, a maximum of 2 capsules 3 times a day, it's not going to sell.
Yeah. Isn't that funny?
Well, yeah, it is. I mean, and that's the market. And if you can't produce it for probably under $10 a bottle, no major company is going to pick it up because it's not going to have the profit margins of, you know, ZMA or, you know, Tribulus or whatever.
Yeah, with Tribulus, well, I'm not going to comment. But anyway, why haven't companies jumped on Bulbine yet? You know, there's a lot of companies out there that produce testosterone boosters like Tribulus, you know.
Well, I'll tell you this. We have Toyin, and Toyin's out there making money for the nutritional industry. He's the guy that studied Fidoja, right, and made a ton of money for a ton of people.
Right.
He's the guy who studied Masorla acuminata, and right now there's 2 companies that have that on the market, and it's selling, from what I understand, very well for both of them. Okay? I don't think it's a great product, but it's still selling really well.
Right.
And now he's the guy that studied Bulbine. You know, I would think that companies should be lining up saying, like, guy doing next? You know, he's hitting home runs.
If any supplement company is listening to this show, you know,
they all are.
We can put you in touch with him. I've got his email address. I know his wife's name. And he's a wonderful guy. I mean, he's really.
He is not, you know, everybody contacted him with the Fidoja and they wanted to source it. And he didn't help anyone source it, and he didn't help anyone source the Masorla.
Right. But I mean, if somebody wants to pay him to do some research, you know what I mean? That's the thing.
Absolutely.
Because I tried, when we first did the Fidoja show, I called him and I said, Toyin, find someone to buy, so we could buy Fidoja from and you can make money. I said, you know, exporting.
He doesn't care, right?
No. He's like, you know, Carl, that's not what I do. I'm a scientist and, you know, I don't want to get involved.
That's what I do. Yeah. Yeah. No, he is. And it's amazing because I'm sitting there thinking, like, you know, he's had 3 herbs so far that he's studied using the same protocol, and he has hit, I wouldn't even say home runs. I would say he's hit a grand slam every time he's been at bat.
Yeah.
And, you know, he's not, it's great because, you know, he's not like the shills over at Baylor, you know. He's doing.
That's your opinion, okay?
Well, you can edit that out.
No, I'll let it play. You're entitled to your opinion.
Well, he's not like the shills over at Baylor, you know, that are, you know, working for the nutritional industry. He's out there, like, literally declining money. I mean, he's actually saying no. I know that companies have approached him and said, we will just pay you because we're going to use your idea. And he doesn't even reply. There was another guy listed on one of his studies, Anthony something. I don't know the guy's name. I forget it right now. And he's not replying either. I mean, people are, like, willing to throw money at these guys because they have great ideas. And
I would love to see Toyin get hooked up with a company like Gaspari. I feel like that's the kind of company that could use a guy like Toyin.
It's funny you mention Gaspari. You know, it's funny because when I was trying to cultivate this idea, when when at large said, listen, we're not ready to pull the trigger. I'm not saying I went to Gaspari, but I'm saying I went to, like, basically the five companies you would think are Gaspari's size.
Right.
And I pitched them, and I said, here's the science. And, again, I'm not saying I went to Gaspari. I'm not saying it didn't go to Gaspari, but
right.
Everybody said, we're not interested.
Why do you think that is? Do you think that they didn't believe it, or do you think that the test booster industry is passé?
No, I don't think it's passé. Actually, Scott Welch was saying the other week to me, he's the Muscle Insider senior editor, editor-in-chief. He was saying to me that it's one of the six main categories that companies need to be involved in. You know, there's the big six, you know, he calls them. And to me, right now, Bulbine, I guess the reason a lot of big companies don't want it or aren't interested is because they can sink a bunch of money maybe into Tribulus or ZMA. You know, stuff where there's already a market instead of trying to create a market, no matter how good the product is. A lot of companies don't want to create their own market. They want to say, Masorla Cuminata is selling well. Let's push it, you know, or whatever other product.
They feel like they're going to maybe almost diversify themselves out of profits?
Yeah, or something like a great example is D-aspartic acid. They could say, well, Patrick Arnold, you know, is behind D-aspartic acid. Let's get behind that because we don't have to market it because, you know, Patrick is a celebrity in the industry and he's behind it. So I think a lot of companies get behind, you know, different products maybe for different reasons than you know, science. You know, probably especially with the big companies.
I'll tell you something interesting. I have a friend who is one of the largest herb importers in the world. He's based in Seattle, Washington. He's become a friend of mine because I buy my herbs from him, my raw herbs from him all the time.
And herb like marijuana?
No, that stuff I get from my friend here in the neighborhood. Ginger and, you know, and different types of herbs.
Purple haze.
Yeah, right. So, window pane. So anyway, I contacted him about Fidoji a couple years ago, and he sourced it, and he said, the problem was that there was not enough of it to do anything with, he said, but he could actually have it shipped to Asia and have it grown there. And then, here's what he said. He said, if Fidoji really works, the big problem is going to be that if it makes enough of a footprint in the United States, you're going to have the FDA breathing down your throat because of companies like, you know, that manufacture Viagra and stuff like that. His attitude was if something really works in that segment, really, really works, you're going to have other issues to deal with.
Well, yeah, but also keep in mind we see it with a lot of the natural, you know, stamina pills that all of a sudden, oh, wow, how weird, it contains Viagra, you know, and these herbal alternatives. There's a lot of dirty dealing going on with the nutritional industry where they say this works as well as Viagra, and it's like, yeah, of course it does. It contains Viagra, you know, in terms of spiking supplements. I think I'll use Gaspari Nutrition as an example because they're not going to hate me for doing it. If they pick up Bulbine, if they say this is a great idea, you know, they're the type of company that could get it grown and get enough of it. Whereas if a small company very small company picks up the idea, they probably won't be able to get enough of it grown to even meet a small demand.
Right.
And we'll see the same thing, you know, that you said about Fidoji. What you need is a moderate to large company
to get
to pick up the ball and run with it and say this is a good idea. If a small company picks up the ball, there's going to be shortages. They're not going to have enough. They're going to, you know.
Right. And we actually saw that with Fidoji.
Absolutely, we saw that with Fidoji.
I mean, it was not a finite amount. It wasn't like you could just say, hey, sales are going through the roof. Let's gear up and make twice as much next time. Let's do this. Let's take our last commercial break. When we come back, I want to talk about something that you talked about in your blog recently that I think really shows a great deal of hypocrisy in the pharmaceutical industry. We're talking today with the CNN of the steroid world, Anthony Roberts. Visit his blog, Anthony Roberts. www.cannabisnow.co.za. We'll be right back. Wasn't long till I called you mine. Yeah, yeah. Since you've been gone. Confused about which creatine product to take? Ancient Strength solves that problem. Ancient Strength combines the three most effective forms of creatine. Creatine monohydrate, creatine phosphate, and creatine pyruvate into a single product. Ancient Strength will propel your workouts to amazing new levels. Ancient Strength will give you the strength of your ancestors so you can push through those plateaus, eke out those last few reps that are the most productive in building new muscle. Get Ancient Strength today at needtobuildmuscle.com. Harness the strength of your ancestors with Ancient Strength. Are you tired of the same old pre-workout product? Would you like to catapult your body's growth and performance potential to an entirely new level? LG Science's Anadrolic State GT is the world's first kinetic amplification system. Anadrolic State GT goes beyond the pre-workout powders in functionality, adaptation, and power. Anadrolic State GT is the first of its kind, allowing users to take aggressive control in the gym with ferocious focus, explosive energy, and dominating strength. Anadrolic State GT is available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet, and other fine retailers. Get yours today and join the LG Sciences uprising.
The federal government is more aggressive than ever prosecuting anabolic steroid-related cases. Whether you're a physician, supplement company, or citizen, ignorance of the law is not a defense. Buying from overseas pharmacies, large numbers of patients on hormone replacement therapy, and releasing new hormone-based supplements can all be red flags to the federal government. Don't take chances. You need attorneys that have years of experience defending anabolic steroid-related cases. You need J. Clark Baird and Bill Butler. Knowledge is power. Know where you stand before the federal government comes knocking. Go to SteroidDefenseLawyers.com. That's SteroidDefenseLawyers.com. Go today and be safer tomorrow.
PJ Braun knows how to get in shape and stay in shape. He's appeared in numerous bodybuilding and fitness magazines, and now he's ready to help you. Whether you're a man or a woman, PJ Braun has the expertise to help you reach your goals faster and easier than ever before. Utilize his one-on-one distance training services, and your friends will want to know what your secret is, but we'll never tell. Services are affordable and customizable to suit your individual needs. Nutrition, training, and supplementation are all covered. Stop spinning your wheels and start building the body that you've always dreamed of. Go to pjbraun.com today. That's pjbraun.com. Thousands of Superhuman Radio listeners already know how well GLC 2000 works at repairing joints and cartilage, and it's the best price on the market, milligram for milligram. Now GLC Direct is offering a special that my listeners can take advantage of. Buy one, get one free of any GLC 2000 product. That's right. Buy one of your favorite GLC 2000 products and get one free. Capsules or raw powder. Just mention Superhuman Radio and buy one, get one free today. Call 866-452-3473 or click the GLC banner ad on superhumanradio.com. Offer limited to one per household. All of your favorite supplements are waiting for you at the best prices and fastest customer service at orbitnutrition.com. Even some of the more popular supplements advertised right here on Superhuman Radio. They carry All American EFX, LG Sciences, and Primordial Performance products at the best prices on the net. Visit orbitnutrition.com today and check out their complete line. Give them a chance to fill your order. You won't be disappointed. orbitnutrition.com. The best supplements in the universe are at orbitnutrition.com.
Listen strong. It's Superhuman Radio.
I did it again, baby.
Yeah!
The ladies are gonna love you.
There's always something interesting to read at anthonyroberts.co.za. We're gonna talk about something that I read there just the other day. An interesting article called "When Is a SARM Not a SARM?" Why don't you tell people about that blog post?
Well, basically what we have is we have Merck, okay, going out and researching new steroids, which I think is great, at least intellectually, and marketing it as a SARM, a selective androgen receptor modulator, which it's really not.
Now explain why it's not, because of the actual molecular composition, right?
Yeah, you have the classic kind of four-ring structure. I mean, SARMs, traditionally, when we talk about SARMs, they really don't look like steroids. If we were to see a 3D or even 2D representation of them, they wouldn't look like steroids. You'd be able to see If you had 10 steroids in a row and one SARM, the average layman would be able to pick out the SARM.
Right.
But these are just steroids that these guys decided to say these aren't steroids, which is absurd.
Right. And it's obvious that the reason they're doing that is because of political correctness. Because for them to bring out a new steroid, an anabolic steroid, first of all, why are they researching anabolic steroids when everybody bashes the hell out of them? But then how do they market a brand new anabolic steroid when they've given steroids the bad name that they've given them in the media? So they have to call it a SARM. Now, couldn't you force them to, couldn't science force them to change what they're calling it?
You know, the federal government could probably step in and say, look, this isn't, a SARM. I'm more curious to find out if they register it and patent it as a SARM, will it be available as a research chem from a SARM company?
Oh, that would be very cool.
That'd be awesome. That's why I'm kind of, I don't know, I guess maybe I'm hedging my bets.
Yeah, I want to jinx us. Maybe maybe we should get behind them and go, good deal, good deal.
Yeah, these are all SARMs. Why don't we...
We'll see it on Chemex maybe very shortly.
That'd be great. I'd love to see that.
So there you go. Now, tell me, is it a powerful anabolic agent from what you can tell?
Yeah. No, it looks like it's going to be pretty good. It's funny because there's a lot of things. I mean, I was watching it was the History Channel, and there was a commercial for a website called isitlowt.com.
Yeah, that's Solvay, the Androgel, Solvay's website.
Yeah, right? And so... I'm watching it, and I'm saying, like, this is anabolic steroids being advertised on television.
Yeah.
You know, and it always kind of freaks me out because I see it, and I think, they're advertising something on television that the average person is watching and saying, oh, I have these symptoms, or I do this, or whatever. I think that's great that they're treating it. And if you were to say, well, those are steroids, they'd say, no, that's horrible. And then if you said, I'm sorry, those aren't steroids, those are SARMs, they would say, oh, no, that's okay then. That's great.
Right. It makes it palatable. I'm trying to think there was a couple, I guess it was back in 2008, something happened about drugs and, steroids in baseball or something at that point in time. And I actually went out on the street. I got to dig these up. I went out to my local Kroger's around the corner from my home, and I stood in front of Kroger's, and as people walked in, I asked them a series of questions, and I think the questions were, what do you think about performance-enhancing drugs in sports? And naturally, everybody rallied against, oh, it's terrible, they're no good. What do you think about anabolic steroids in general? Oh, they're no good. They give you heart disease and da-da-da-da-da. And then I would ask them, are you familiar with hormone replacement therapy? And this was especially the best when I asked the women.
Women, because they knew about menopause.
And they go, oh, I'm on hormone replacement therapy. And I'd say, are you taking progesterone, estrogen, and testosterone? Yes, I am. I'd say, well, you're using anabolic steroids. And then their jaw would fall. What? And then several of them challenged me. No, that's not an anabolic steroid. Absolutely it is. And it was amazing. I actually got chased away from the store. One of the women got so infuriated with me that I told her she was taking anabolic steroids that she actually went and told the manager what I was doing, and he made me leave the parking lot. He told me, you can't even be in the parking lot. You can't do this.
Yeah, there's a store around where I live where they sometimes handicapped kids collect money for a fund, and they make them leave the parking lot too.
Are you comparing me to a handicapped kid, Anthony?
No, I'm just the situation.
I'm breaking your chart. Hey, listen, we got to give a shout out.
Dollar store, actually.
We got to give a shout out to somebody else on the boards here. Nathan Chase from Need to Build Muscle is on Facebook and positive comments about the show. And
Nathan's a great guy. I've spoken to you many times about him. He's a great guy.
Yeah, and he's a sponsor of the show, and he's a great sponsor too, because he works very closely with me. We change his ads regularly, and he's got great products. So there you go.
Yeah, Nathan sponsors my blog, as a matter of fact, also.
Yeah, good guy. He gives back to the community that, a lot of people start from meager beginnings and rise in this industry, and then once they rise in the industry, they don't give anything back, but Nathan is one of the guys who rose in the industry and continues to give back to the industry helping other people be in the industry. He, you know, he's a good guy, really good guy.
Yeah, 100% agreement. That's absolutely his deal.
And I want to say something right now. Any supplement company out there that introduces Bovine, better advertise on my show.
Yeah, and with me.
Yeah.
I mean, geez.
Yeah, there you go. I mean, especially Gaspari. I want to get Gaspari as an advertiser, frankly, but I can never reach them. So I don't reach the right people. Let's put it that way. All right. So anyway, so in summary, the pharmaceutical company Merck is coming out with a brand new anabolic steroid and calling it a SARM. So hopefully we'll be able to get it on a research chem site soon.
And I would love to see 100 new steroids come out and
yes.
be called SARMs. You know, I mean.
And I, you know what else I'd like to do? I just thought about this. I'd like to reclassify some old anabolic steroids as SARMs, like Trenbolone and testosterone enanthate, you know.
There's a bunch of other drugs I'd like to see reclassified, too.
Yeah. Okay. All right. But anyway, and then, of course, Bovine.
Bovine is, you know, it's really exciting. I think it's going to be the next generation. We've seen, and not to harp on Gaspari, they're a great company, so I mean, necessarily we do keep bringing them up. With their Novadex off the market, you know?
Yeah, this would be an ideal product for them to introduce.
Well, I think with their Novadex off the market, it left a very big vacuum, and with an herbal product that, yeah, they have smart guys over there. You know, they knew what they were doing when they pulled it. I think we're going to see, like, something big from them in the future, in the near future. A big test booster, a big estrogen reducer, probably some sort of insanity, clinical studies and all kinds of stuff. But, you know, when they pulled their products off the market, it left this vacuum. I think Bovine is the product, at least for now, to step into that vacuum.
There you go. Oh, you want to plug anything, Anthony? What are you working on right now?
No, I got nothing to sell.
We'll just plug your blog. If you want to read more of Anthony's writings, get the news before I talk about it here. Go to anthonyroberts.co.za. What is the ZA suffix for? New Zealand?
South Africa.
Oh, really? ZA?
ZA, yes. South Africa's actually, after the World Cup leaves, it's still there. And...
That's funny.
And, yeah, so, I write for Muscle Evolution, and, yeah, they helped me out getting the website only available to South African nationals, the ZA suffix, so they helped me out with that.
That's very cool. So visit Anthony's blog, anthonyroberts.co.za, and tune in tomorrow to another episode of Superhuman Radio. Anthony, thanks for coming on today, man.
Thanks for having me.
Okay, and we'll see everybody tomorrow.